AMI, or Access Media Incorporated, a Canadian organization, is providing entertainment while demonstrating how television can be inclusive for those with vision loss. The new weekly half-hour series called Blindsided, with host Kelly MacDonald, takes viewers on an adventure as he participates in different activities like indoor skydiving, firefighting, and even go-kart racing, all from his own point of view as a man who is blind. Here's Kelly on the origin of the show.
What is this show about? It's about laughing. It's about
Blindsided is a show that came out of a meeting a few years back. The VP of production, John Melville here, said he'd like to do something that kind of encapsulated my work as a reporter. Things I would go out and do and share that viewpoint of those things with my audience through my eyes as a low vision, which pretty well is no vision, reporter for AMI. With that show, it morphed into a 10-minute once a week audio program on our AMI audio service. Both channels, the TV and the audio, are national, and we're very lucky to have them. They're a must-carry, so all the broadcast entities here that deliver cable or satellite carry us.
Soon after, a very simple but important question was asked.
Why are we not doing Blindsided as a full production, a full show?
His first response?
I don't know.
Realizing the opportunity, Kelly took some time and
wrote a pitch for the show, threw a lot of things in it, and once they accepted it and a producer was assigned, Stephen Sheehan and I sat down. We had a bunch of ideas and threw them all in, i.e. the birth of the AMI Blindsided TV show.
The ideas conceived and included in the final product serve the show's mission of
entertaining, informing, and engaging people. Hope you're going to learn a little something at some point in the show, chuckle maybe a little bit, or at least be your attention be kept for most of the show. And we went at the show with this idea to have some fun. If we were having fun doing the show, it would show, and you would feel that.
Getting both blind and sighted viewers to fully enjoy the same content can be a challenge if the content isn't accessible and appealing to everyone. AMI understands producing inclusive television programming.
Whether it's on the TV side or the audio side, we feel you don't need necessarily the pretty pictures to tell the story. However, you want to sit and watch television with your family member and friends, and we want anyone watching it to be interested.
Their method for accomplishing this? Open or embedded description.
So instead of a voice saying Thomas enters the room, we would use sound effects. We might set it up so the scene before you actually transition through, I'll go in there and see if Kelly's waiting. Might be your line. Something as simple as that. So we think about all that. For example, on Blindsided, when I'm go-kart driving, I'm giving as much feedback. Try not to sound so much like I'm talking to myself, but on the other hand, including my audience so people know what my struggles are, what I'm going through, and not trying to treat an audience like they're stupid. I always say to people here, a lot of us have coped, whether we've lost our vision later or been blind all our lives, so we do understand what certain things mean. Some things we don't necessarily need. We can let the sound, the ambient sound, do the talking, but definitely we incorporate the description into the dialogue.
Each episode of Blindsided consists of multiple segments, including Kelly participating in an experience.
Or going through one with a guest on the show, something they might be involved in or be something I'm curious of. For example, I had the opportunity to do something at an organization called iFly. This company, iFly, gets people flying without wings. They will slap you in a sky jumping suit and put you in a tube pointed straight up and pump a lot of wind in through it and you lift off the ground without the aid of anything else.
With the sound of the bell, it's time to fly. It's a real rush feeling being in there. The air, the sound, everything. You're bobbing, you're trying to keep control of yourself, but it seems like everything's happening in slow motion. Until you make a sudden move, and then you're spinning.
We have a sit-down interview, or sometimes they're interactive interviews retired with someone. Ask a Blind Guy, a segment on the city streets where I answer questions about blindness.
I've always wondered, how do you choose your clothes?
Each episode contains a component of tips. Sometimes it's fashion, sometimes it's employment tips.
If you're going shopping for an outfit, think about the look you want and think about who in your circle can help you.
And we also like to laugh at ourselves and the people in our world. When I say that our world, I mean us in the low vision and blind community, by recreating some scenarios that we've all had happen to us and can relate to when we watch these and hopefully get a good chuckle over.
Blindsided is providing both blind and sighted people with an opportunity to learn, not only about unfamiliar activities, but also about those things that are unique to living with or without vision loss. It's not surprising AMI has an inclusive approach to making media.
AMI Audio, which originally was a service called VoicePrint, and it came out of the need for low vision and blind people to have access to information in a news format. And when I say that, not like your news talk station, but a service like your reading services out there in the States that read full-length articles. So that's how it was born, as Canada's national reading service. From that, AMI was created back a few years ago. That was originally 89 area, and AMI was formulated in 08, 09 area. AMI TV came out of that. We are the first, the world's first 24-hour a day AMI TV is, audio channel with full description, open description. And we also launched this past October our AMI player, which allows people to catch shows like Blindsided right off the AMI.ca website. And this year we launched AMI Tele, which is our French service that is also national.
To watch Blindsided,
go to AMI.ca and you can listen to the audio stream of AMI Audio. AMI TV, the only content we can allow stateside is our own original. So you've got several shows. Example, of course, Blindsided with Kelly MacDonald.
AMI is also in the business of making the process of accessing media on the internet a better experience for those with vision loss. Their accessible player was really nice to use, allowing myself, also a screen reader user, to easily play, pause, and skip back during a program, something that's way more complicated with other online media players. Blindsided's first season will consist of 13 episodes. Send them feedback via the website. They're hopeful that a second season is in their future and really want to hear from the community. For AMI, the goal isn't just about providing entertainment,
but also so that the media market sees blind people on television, knows that we work behind the scenes producing audio shows, and maybe one day they'll hire us.
This is Thomas Reed for Gatewave Radio.
Awesome, sir.